And let's call upon God to be with us for this time we're gathered here in our sanctuary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We share responsively Psalm 28. To you, O Lord, I call, my rock, be not deaf to me. If you be silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cry to you for help. When I lift up my hands toward your most holy sanctuary. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In my heart, in him my heart trusts.
When I am helped, my heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to you.
O save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd.
One of the ways that Psalm 28 is fulfilled is when we cry out to the Lord in our distress, thinking about our guilt and shame in life, He answers us and He gives us His best gifts, His forgiveness and His complete love. In today's reading, James writes, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." God's word of truth is a good and perfect gift, giving us new life. Forgive us, kind Father, for not believing that your word is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. And for not embracing the fact that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. For not living as though your word is living and active. We take a few moments to confess our sins quietly and look forward to God's complete forgiveness. Though we fail in the study and application of God's word never fails us. His word, made flesh in Christ Jesus, comes down from the Father and does not change like shifting shadows. His love is constant, His forgiveness is reliable, His grace is eternal, and these gifts are yours today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we share our opening song of praise.